Lead ammunition is commonly used by hunters, especially during deer season. And when it's cold and rivers are frozen, bald eagles will feed on the gut piles that deer hunters leave behind. The problem is that sometimes those gut piles have lead fragments. If an eagle ingests it, the bird could get lead poisoning and die. While lead poisoning is not a new phenomenon in bald eagles, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service decided to take a closer look at lead levels in the birds. Over the course of 2 years, it found that 21% of deceased bald eagles had lethal levels of lead in their livers. Ed Britton is the Savannah District Manager for U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's Upper Mississippi River National Wildlife and Fish Refuge.
So 6 parts per million is lethal in an eagle. We were finding birds with 40, 50, 60, 70 parts per million.
Now, Britton says they want the public's input on how to reduce lead exposure to bald eagles. It's hosting meetings tonight in Winona, Minnesota, and tomorrow in Onalaska, Wisconsin. Britton says hunters could start by using different types of ammunition that are safer, like copper.
You know, most hunters are conservationists, and hoping as conservationists, that, you know, a sense of responsibility, that they will take it upon themselves to switch to non-lead ammunition.
A similar study in the 1980s, conducted by Fish and Wildlife and USGS's National Wildlife Health Center in Madison, initiated the ban on lead ammunition in waterfowl hunts. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.